All right. When I left my house this morning, I tell you what, it was not a pleasurable temperature. The temperature when I left my house was what? It was 51. That's right, 51 degrees at 67 Main Street on the Green in Sharon, Connecticut. Pardon me, not at 57 Main Street at my house. Here in good old Sharon, Connecticut, the temperature was at what? The temperature is now at 56 degrees. Good morning there, Pat.
And it'll be equally as cool tomorrow morning.
It will.
So that's, you know, sign of the times. I mean, it is ongoing. We're going into late August, folks, so, you know, get ready. But today will be near 80, sunny clouds. It could be a shower, and it's widely scattered, best chance, south. Clear and cool tonight, 50 to 55. A nice sunny day tomorrow, 80. Sun and some clouds into the mid-80s Friday. Saturday, partly cloudy, more humid with a shower, thunderstorm, the mid and upper 80s. That's a late afternoon. And Sunday, mainly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not an all-day rain, but they certainly will be around on Sunday. And probably Monday as well. Three, not two, but three waves in the Atlantic now, all of which showing promise of becoming tropical storms and or hurricanes. The first two could actually wind up in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time early next week, which will be very interesting to see what happens there. The third one is still coming off Africa. That's got a ways to go. So, and the names are Laura, Marco. This is if they become tropical storms or hurricanes. And the third one, if that develops, will be Nana. And I ask you folks, how bad could a storm by the name of Nana be?
Nana. She could be a, you know, throw grandma from the train type of woman, you know, storm.
Yeah, right. But I mean, Nana. When you think of Nana, you think
Nana.
You think of your grandma.
My Nana.
And,
yeah.
You know. So we'll see about that. I got a small little story for you.
All right.
I said, you know, I know the listeners love hearing this stuff. So yesterday I had to bring my car in for routine service, and I brought it in, and I have to tell you, I'm still very upset about it. You'll see how upset I am. You know, so I go up to the service desk and he says, how many miles? It's 11,000. He says, okay. He said, so we got to do this, this. I said, yeah. I said, I don't care what you do. It's free. He said, no, it's not. And I looked at him and said, don't start again. I said, I've been through this the last three times I've been in here. I said, part of my agreement in leasing this car was that I got 3 years service free. He says, I'm sorry, Pat. He said, what I have here on your sheet, it says here, oil filters, oil change, free for 3 years. I said, that's not the case. He goes, well, go see the manager. So I go see the manager. The manager calls up my stuff. Seems like you do have free service. Comes with me back to the service guy. He goes, yeah, he does have free service, and he has this Allstate plan too. So I said, look, you have any questions, call me when the car's ready. So he calls me before the car's ready. He goes, listen, you are only covered for oil changes. Your Allstate stuff covers blowout stuff and like that. I said, what about the agreement with your company? He said, I'm the middleman. I have nothing to do with it. All you get is an oil filter and oil change free. I said, yeah, so what has to be done? He said, well, we had to rotate your tires. I said, yeah. He goes, that's $24.95. I said, you got to be kidding. He goes, I said, what else? He goes, that's it. I said, fine. So I went in, picked up my car, came home. I called a competitor, Hyundai. I asked them if they were in the neighborhood of buying out leases because I was interested in leasing their car. They said, yes, they are. I have an appointment today at 1:30. So I will go down there and see.
Well, you know, that sounds funny because we need to buy two studio to transmitter link pieces of equipment, okay? A transmitter and a receiver. And I told my engineer, well, get us a price. So he went to some place and he got us a price. And it seemed like a reasonable price, okay? And we had done business, not a lot of business with this place before, but we had done business with this place before. So I said, okay, let's order it. So he called me back. He says, well, you need a credit check. So I said, why do we need a credit check? We've got an account with them. Well, that's what they're saying. So I said, well, then just wait a second. I hung up from him. I called Broadcast Supply Worldwide, who we do much more business with, and I said, do you have this and this and this in stock? He said, yeah. So I said, what's the price of it? Now, first of all, their price came in at, listen to this, Pat, almost $1,300 less than the other place.
Wow.
Second of all, so I said, okay, can you order that and ship it to me? He goes, yeah. He said, do you want to pay by credit card now, or do you just want to go on, 30 days, and then we'll charge your credit card? So I said, yeah, do the bill us in 30 days and then just charge your credit card, right? So I called back the other place. So I said, you just lost $5,000 worth of business. I said, I don't know what type of business you think you run, but, I don't know any business that can just afford to walk on $5,000 worth of business.
Right.
When you know we pay by credit card and you know we pay on time, and you're going to ask me to fill out another credit form? How stupid are our businesses? How stupid
are they? And the response was?
There was no response.
There was no response. And I mean, if worse comes to worse, and of course they can't buy out the lease or something like that, then I'll be stuck, with this until the lease expires. But you know what? Honesty is the best policy. And I had somebody with me the day that I went and signed the lease on this car. And I asked him, I said, he goes, I remember it very well. He said, we told them we were going to Hyundai. And the manager came over and the manager said, what do I have to do to have you sign the lease today? I said, yeah, you're right. He said, and that's when he said, I turned around, not me, but him. He turned around and he said, give him 3 years of free service like Hyundai's going to do. And he says, I'll give you the 3 years of free service if you sign the lease today. I signed it, but like a jerk that I asked him to write it down? No.
Well, you know what? They're obviously scrambling because they need to make more money. But this is not the way you make more money because of the COVID-19 crisis and the downfall in business. You don't make money by alienating someone who's now going to go around to everybody else and say, don't buy from them because they don't honor their word.
You're right.
Amazing. All right, Pat, we're out of time with that story.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for listening, and I will see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on Robinhood Radio.